that the truth can enter his ears, that he can hear, that the topmost activity is a chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That the topmost place is Vrindavan, and even more is Vrindavan in the mood of Maya. So when one hears these things, if one is still so foolish that he thinks if he can wander to other places and get some kind of benefit, then that person only gets as much benefit as the trouble he goes to travel to those places. He thinks that chanting names of other personalities on different occasions, such as Durga or whoever, one simply gets the benefit of opening your mouth and closing, nothing more. How can you get more when you have the topmost and then you try something less? How can you expect to get any benefit? Your activities are simply offensive. And you receive the topmost, but now you're going to something less. So this traveling to holy places for so-called purification, with each footstep in Mayapur, each and every footstep, one gets the benefit of visiting all of the holy places. One gets the benefit of performing all the different yagas, Ashwamedh, Gomedh, whatever they may be. One gets the benefit of bathing in all the sacred rivers, with each and every footstep in Mayapur. So why take so many footsteps to visit other places? Of course, if we're traveling and preaching, then that is fine. And if we're simply thinking, oh, let me go to Hyderabad, let me go to Rishikesh, let me go to Rameshwar, let me purify myself, that is a fool's paradise. Only a fool goes on such a journey. One sannyasi of Shiva Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he took a pilgrimage along the banks of Ganga and circumambulated the entire Ganga, from Ganga Sagar to Gomukh, and back again. Took him more than a year. Eventually came back here to Mayapur, came into the presence of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, and without a single word, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said, now you take off those sannyasi clothes and put on Ramachandra clothes. Do not qualify. You're simply wasting your time going to so many places. You have not understood. So this is the situation. We have to seek out the topmost. This is what this human form life is about. If we don't know the topmost, fine. Then there is a benefit to going to so many holy places, attending so many different functions in those places, bathing in so many places. But if we do know the topmost, then our actions are simply offensive. So we must seek out. And this Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, the queen of all shastras, the only shastra which will not misguide us, will not cheat us. Nor do the other shastras, whichever one of the Puranas you look at, it's so many others. This place, that place, this name, that name, this yajna, that yajna, do this. You do that, you get so much benefit. No. Yes, it's good for those persons who want to be in the mode of passion, who want to be in the mode of ignorance, who want to be in the mode of goodness. But Sudasattva, the stepping stone, Sudasattva, into transcendental life, into real transcendental life, which exists in Goloka Vrindavan, eternal service of Radha and Krishna. If one wants to step there, if one wants to enter into the eternal association of the Vrijavasis in Goloka, then one has to take shelter of the Bhagavatam. Because Bhagavatam will not cheat. It will not tell you if you do this or do that or do this. No. We're only giving Krishna prayer with each and every sloka, with each and every syllable. Because this is or loka pranata. This Prabhatam has come from Goloka. The holy name, the Mahamantra, has come from Goloka. Sankirtan movement has come from Goloka. We must be very careful. We have, each and every person sitting here has come in contact with the topmost knowledge. That the topmost form of Godhead, the most intimate form of Godhead is Radha Krishna, manifesting this yuga as Rangamana. The topmost place is Vrindavan, and even more intimately, is its manifestation of mind. The topmost shastra is Srimad Bhagavatam. Once we have this information, we can go here and there, doing so many other things, reading so many other lesser literatures. Then, are we not offensive? Of course we're offensive. Nama Prad. Consider that these lesser things are equal. Nama Prad. So how can we expect to make advancement? Rupa Goswami has described very clearly in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion. This is Rasa Bhas of the day. Yes, let's all go up to Prayag, let's all go up to this place or that place. Completely different mood. It cannot give pure Krishna fame, which Gauranga came to you. They're not here. They're not in a position to give these places. Yes, you may find in this shastra or that shastra so many statements. But these are progressive persons to try to come slowly into the association with Vaishnavas and start to understand what is actually Krishna's way. Who is actually the original personality of God? Who are the actual devotees of the Lord? Those who are actually satisfying the Supreme Personality of God. So we always have a choice. Are we going to stay on the path of Prema Bhakti, as given by the Goswamis and the entire line coming down to our Srila Prabhupada? Are we going to listen to so many other persons? Oh, yes, do this, do that, it's a fashion, do this, observe, go to this place, you get that benefit, this benefit, so many benefits. But it's not a supermarket with special offers. Krishna consciousness is a very serious business. It's the eternal occupation of the living entity. It's time to give up shopping here and there and become serious about what we're actually being given. The opportunity, the very rare opportunity, to actually enter into the mood of devotion of Vrijavasis. This is not available all the time. Once in a while, Vanga, Rupa Goswami, they appear in this world. And for a short time, the line continues. At the most 10,000 years, which is nothing. Out of all the yugas, once in a day of Brahma, for 10,000 years, human beings, there's this opportunity there. They're able to actually enter into the pure Krishna plane. Now we can miss that opportunity by wasting our time with so many so-called benefits, and side attractions, and commit offenses by these activities, then we'll give up the golden opportunity to be able to rise to the topmost position of Krishna prayer. So we need to follow in the footsteps of great personalities, like Madhura, Maitreya, Uddhava, these personalities who are speaking in the Bhagavatam, sharing their realizations, explaining everything, and again and again coming to the same point. Krishna Bhagavan is Krishna is in supreme perspective, and our position is to engage as Nitya Krishna does. And the opportunity is here. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Janani Bas. Does anyone know what Janani Bas means? The residence of Janani. Who is that Janani? Krishna's most dear, Radharani. So, Janani Bas. Das. Vidura. He's a sudra. Stated over and over again that it's a sudra. But technically speaking, he will be considered a sudra who's allowed to work as an advisor to the Kshatriyas. Actually, as a Brahminical person on the side of his father, then he's allowed to be an advisor. But because of the low birth on his mother's side, then he's still considered to be a sudra. Technically speaking, of course, he's the topmost Vaishnava, so he takes on, such person take on the position as advisor to the king. And in this case, because he was the brother from the father's side, then he was given the most intimate position advisor to the prime minister. And Vidura is ultimately in Ranga Leela is manifested as Prabhupada Nanda Saraswati, who was Krishna, what is it called, Vrindavan Mayamamrita, Navadvipa, Mayamamrita, Navadvipa, what is it called, Satika, and many other important books about Radharani. Of course, this is one opinion, some people have other opinions, but it's logical. The potency of Tungabhidra manifests in this world as Yamaraj, and Tungabhidra appears in this world in Ranga Leela as Bhavananda Saraswati. So this opinion is most probably right. Yeah, I don't have an answer for that. He wasn't really a fighting person as such, but he does say that he left his bow by the door. No, he used to go out every day. He didn't have to. He could have just been sported in the palace, but he did that as in the mood of the devotee. He didn't take anything from the palace. But about the bow and arrows, it says that, but there's no, besides that one statement, there's no indication, there's no description of Vidura engaging in Kshatriya activities of fighting or entering the battlefield at any point. I mean, not only Kshatriyas can carry bows and arrows, but kind of one would get that impression from that statement. Who is an advisor? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki,